From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A comedian could be Guatemala's next president. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, is leading the pack of three candidates, according to early results, headed for a presidential runoff after Sunday's election. With about half the votes counted, Morales has 26% of the ballots. His campaign slogan, "Not Corrupt, Not a Thief," resonated with voters after a corruption scandal rocked Guatemala last week, ending in the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina. Conservative businessman Manuel Baldizón trailed Morales with 18%, and former First Lady Sandra Torres has 17% of the votes. Iraq has carried out its first airstrikes against the Islamic State group using the country's own F-16 fighter jets provided by the United States. Iraqi military officials said Sunday the jets had conducted 15 airstrikes targeting the militants who've seized control of large areas in northern and western Iraq. Iraqi ground troops backed by militia fighters have made some progress in regaining territory, but militants still control several of Iraq's biggest cities. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. French warplanes have been taking part in airstrikes targeting the militants in Iraq, but this would be the first Western country other than the United States to participate in bombings targeting Syria. President François Hollande made it clear that he's not considering sending French ground troops into Syria, where government troops, rebel fighters, al-Qaeda-linked forces, and Islamic State militants are all battling for territory. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Vienna and reports on the latest developments in the ongoing story of Middle Eastern migrants entering Europe.
A train loaded with refugees is met with applause as it arrives at the Austrian capital's Westbahnhof station. The welcome meant comfort for Abdul Malik Al-Khaled, a medical student who escaped Syria and was stranded for days in Hungary, where he felt unwelcome.
If I don't want to complete my study, I want to stay here. But Germany may be better than here to complete your study.
Across Europe, there are concerns about an influx that some say could change the face of the continent forever. For this volunteer offering candy, there are bigger concerns at the moment.
I really don't know what the bigger picture is, but right now, it's take care of the people, give them food, give them drink, give them shelter, and let them pass through.
Austrian authorities are making sure that passage is swift and efficient, transferring the refugees directly onto trains to Germany.
That's VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting today from Vienna. The migrants are mostly heading to Germany, and Germany expects at least 10,000 more refugees to arrive Monday. This after 20,000 came during the weekend. In a related story, Australia has offered to resettle more asylum seekers from Syria. Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton will hold talks in Geneva with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to discuss what more Canberra can do. Abbott says offering sanctuary to more Syrians is vital.
We are determined to do more in response to the crisis in this very troubled part of the world.
The Abbott government has said that Australia's total refugee intake of 13,750 won't be increased, meaning that as more Syrians are granted asylum, refugees from other trouble spots such as Afghanistan and Burma will have to wait. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Turkish fighter jets responded overnight with a set of airstrikes against Kurdish militants after the Kurdish fighters attacked a troop convoy near Turkey's border with Iraq and Iran. The military said on Monday F-4 and F-16 warplanes struck 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK. Sunday's attack involved roadside bombs that heavily damaged two armored vehicles and left an unconfirmed number of Turkish troops dead. Pakistan's military says that its locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least three high-profile militants near the Afghan border. Military spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa said the unmanned aircraft attacked a terrorist compound Monday in the volatile Shwal Valley of North Waziristan. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.